There we are.
Right, okay. Right, we're ready.
It's rolling.
You've not poured any. Supposed to drink.
Oh, sorry.
Hurry up.
No, fill the cups.
Start in a minute. Go on.
Right, well, wait a second. Oh, no.
What?
Come on. First show of 2020. Oh,
this is our starting new show 21. Can I believe it? And that's that good enough for you?
Cheers. Happy New Year. Or the best.
Yes. I see you've got your Ford and Shelby.
I have it on. My hoodie. I have two hoodies. I have a black and a marl grey.
And you got pockets?
Pockets.
And so
nice hood.
Yes. And if you want one, you'll need to move because we're running short on that. If you're wanting merchandise, go to the site and get something by the Ford and Shelby show.
Yep. Because we've got our hoodies, we've got our mugs.
Have we put the crutchless panties on yet?
No, they're coming. They'll be, but we're releasing for Easter.
Where would you put the logo in crutchless panties? You can't put it at the front because it would be the faux show. It would be. You would need to get it put on the arse or something.
No, because then it goes right down the crackio.
You could have the Ford Shelby like that. And we should look and see what mere things there is. I've always fancied a wheelbarrow. With the Ford and Shelby show on it. Do you know what I mean? For outside the garden.
Well, or we could get stickers for your car.
Listen, I've got a ready Ford on my car.
But did you see in TikTok that there's already a few people with their mugs? I know Catherine Apartix got a mug.
Yes, and of course our friend in Kentucky, the Kentucky Chuchter.
Yep, shout out to you two.
Yes.
But you were in Brayhead, you saw somebody.
I saw a lassie with that one. The same thing.
And did you approach her or
no,
what?
No, that's right. I ran up and went, look, no.
You've got to open my name then.
That's my fucking sharp. You've got to. Didn't say any of that. I observed as I stood and her pal was meeting her, coming out of somewhere. Uh-huh. And she went, where did you get that in here? And she says, no, you have to send for it. And I thought, that's exactly how the process works.
Amazing.
I never said a word to her. Maybe I should have went to her, but I didn't. So, what are we doing then?
Well, the show is looking a wee bit different. We're going to change some of things up.
Aye. The fact that we're going to age gap and all that will come out anyway. I don't really need to think it needs a section.
And we've just decided that I'm an old soul.
Well, you're an old soul and we wanted to do other
poor soul as well.
Well, you're doing what? Are you getting money off these shirts? I don't know how that works.
Can I just let people know? I had to buy my own shirt.
Did you? Oh, you were the first to buy.
And mine was the last to arrive. 4 weeks because of the Christmas, the backlog, and then
they're going to blame it.
But nonetheless, it arrived and I'm wearing it and I'm loving it. So a nice slow start to the year we had, didn't we?
Did you go out, see when you go out New Year now, do you go out and go, the following day, I'm not talking about first fitting.
Right.
You meet somebody in the street now, do you go Happy New Year? I don't.
Well, if it's somebody I know, I'll say Happy New Year. I don't really approach strangers and go, Happy New Year.
No, I know, and that's still dragging on. I've got a meeting tonight, right? I've got to go and make some coffee and that, and I know the person's going to do that to me, and we're away up at this date. So this will probably be the last one I do.
Yep.
And Christmas Day, for instance, see Christmas Day, if you go for a walk, after you've opened all your shite and you go for a walk, you kind of say, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, to people you don't know. Well, I'm scunnered with that. I'm done being nice about that. Any man New Year's or whatever.
Oh.
Because I'm getting on.
Okay, Grinch.
I'm going to go in with my next year. And see, these celebrations are driving me half my bastard. And that's the truth. But I mentioned it before and a couple of shows ago.
Right, so nobody invite. If you got that, nobody invite Ford anywhere. No celebrations, nothing. No, but did you see in TikTok?
No, I don't. There's a fucking tree still up at the end of my street.
Aye.
Right.
Aye. Right, okay.
And then we were in the car and there was one at the top of your street, still on.
So that was the 9th of January. We went out one day for something to eat and just catching up. And we were counting. We've gone 1, 2, 3. Was it 6 trees, 7 trees we
I'm
got to?
I'm telling you, I said it then that night. Out of the 7 trees or whatever it was, there's going to be at least 3 or 4 people lying dead.
Mr. Rigor Mortis.
Lying at the bottom of the tree with a crappy present half opened. Otherwise, what could be the explanation? Why could you possibly be having the tree up this long?
I know, because this is the thing. These trees are the real trees, so you know they be needles. Yep, everywhere. And you see when you get one of them up between your skin and your toenail.
Aye.
I know, listen, I've been there,
done that?
Uh-huh. I've been younger, the needles up in my toe. But I wanted to say quickly, did you see the video that went semi-viral on TikTok? It was New Year, and it was a street in Shawlands, and they all went out and done the... Kaylee and all the neighbours and everybody was. I thought that's what the spirit of Christmas and.
I thought the nurses had went straight again.
Pots and pans.
But there's a street in there that you drive up. I've drove up it before.
Lavender Drive.
Lavender Drive. Can never mind any of that.
Is it Newton Mearns or?
I can't mind.
Mulgai.
But the guy goes hairy mental with the house. I mean, the house.
No, it's a full street.
It was one guy starting it. The full street go mental. And I'm thinking, have they got their meters screwed? I mean, you know, because it's, you know, you'd be going, the wheels must be going like that. Every time Santa does this and that, I'm like, oh.
Well, that's why they've got the donation box outside. They say it's for the charity, but actually it's probably for his liking bill. Could you imagine me with Christmas lights up? Because you know my bills are sky high at the best of times, and I only set me one light on. Honestly, it's terrible. I have my dinner by candlelight every night, but it's no through choice. Of course.
When you FaceTime me, you go like that, you sit in the dark, and I go, aye.
He'll always say, Shelby, why are you in the dark? I'm like, I'm in the living room with the lights off. You know what it's like.
I do the same thing, using only the telly. It's my lights. And the telly is half of my heart. I'm going to go to my bed now. I've got like, I think it's about, there was a thing on TikTok last night. You can look it up. And it's a quite a nice video. And it's a guy going around a nice apartment. I'm in a really nice apartment. Uh-huh. And he's saying, you can tell a person's gay by their apartment.
How's that?
Lamps,
dildos
apparently.
In the dishwasher?
No. Dildos in the dishwasher.
Dildos in the dishwasher.
Told the tale on you. But no, it's... This shouldn't be in beside the plates and spoons and all that. This is ridiculous. He's left it switched on and smashed on the plates.
No, she's like that. And then stuck the wee googly eyes to it.
You need that's a good.
Well,
no,
I think
no,
we
that's...
would be great at going round houses and showing people, and this is the ensuite. We'd be good at that.
Well, see, years ago, I'd be great at that, but see, years ago, people used to come round the doors and sell stuff and that.
Yvonne?
No, men, suitcase, open it, and there's ties there, scarves, women's linen, combs, brushes, things like that you could carry about, and you would get, she would buy things like that, and they'd done very well. Johnny's, they called them. No, anyway, I'm just thinking, is there anybody brave enough to go around the doors and sell sex toys? It's just press a button and go like that. You look like a Jumbotron to me. Let me show you the Jumbotron. Away you go, you cheeky
and
bastard.
And it always sounds like the Black Destroyer. And it's
aye, that's right.
The claw.
And he's like, wait a minute, I get it out the back. He's going like that.
The never-ending dildo.
And she's like, no, I'm no interesting. You're like, you will be, wait a minute. Gets it all out, shoves about nine batteries into it, it's huge. Right, starts it up for us doing on the fucking stairs. But no, but I'm just wondering, would anybody, you know, and what does that do? We stick this wee bit up your ass and the other bit up your fanny, and you it's like, no, I'm a merit woman. You can tie it up, can you? But you know, that sort of thing, I'm looking for that to start.
Oh, well, that's...
I'm chocolate, definitely. I don't know why I'd be too...
Chocolate!
People know I like chocolate.
You're a big chocolatier.
Karen puts
chocolate.
A big chocolate whore.
Aye.
Right. Is that what you said?
I don't know. What would be a lover of chocolate? A chocolatier?
A chocophile.
Aye, that's you.
That's me.
On the register for eating chocolate.
So people come to my house. They don't come a lot, but when they come, they always come with chocolate. I don't mean they come with chocolate.
Or they turn up, you don't let them in.
I can only come with chocolate. No, it's not that. This is all went all wrong. Look, I'm just saying, I've not got any resolution or anything like that, but do not bring me chocolate, is that what I'm getting?
Right, let me show you. Right, I promise you.
Right, knee cakes or anything like that.
I promise.
You turned out the other day with a chocolate eclair for me. It has to stop.
But we halved it, and that's what, see that? If you get something, half it, or you're looking at it, take a bite, put it away, or give it away.
No, I know I ate it off it, but I would eat it off you. I want you to stop doing that.
So that's your kind of New Year. It's not a resolution.
No, it's not a resolution. It's just I'm keeping
a conscious effort you're making.
Conscious effort.
Well, you know how I had the gym texting me saying, come on, Dune, it's only £11 this month. And
are
all
you
that.
Going to fucking prattle on about that gym again? What's happening with the gym right now?
It's actually getting a little bit done to it, refurbs here and there. But I'm not going to join yet.
How?
Just because everybody goes in January, isn't it? Everybody that stopped taking drugs and drinking, they're all like, I'm into the gym, brother. Look at creatine.
The thing, mate, smell. It's the smell. I'm not interested in it. See, when again, it's got a high fart level in it, right? I can hear it in it. And I know that fart particles are run about heat height.
Because when you do, I and see when you fart, it's microscopic bits of poo.
That's what it is. And then, of course, sweat. So you've got other people sweating.
Breeds bacteria.
Sweat hangs lower because it's a smaller particle. So the whole place is filled with a concoction of sweat, of arse and...
Did I ever tell you about my business idea? I feel like I've mentioned this before in the show. Right. You know the song Cardi B, WAP?
Yak, aye.
Right. Well, it's...
So that was what was in the car when I was coming up.
And then you know how, like, Vinted...
Where you sell your clothes?
Aye. So me and my pal had an idea, because seeing the gym, you know the lassies walk in with the shorts and all that right up their hoo-ha?
Really?
Right, and then they sweat.
Right.
And they leave, like, fanny prints. Well, I thought about setting up a Vinted and calling it WAP, Wet Ass Panties, Post Gym Wearing Panties, and I think they'd fly out the door.
For who would say them?
Bad men.
Oh, bad actors.
That's a great business idea.
Buying women's gym. So they just throw them in a... Uh-huh.
So you say, it was leg day today and I was very hot and sweaty, and then you put it in one of the wee Ziploc bags, you know, where you usually put your chicken in a freezer. Aye. And it goes to Davy and Derby.
Aye. What about I had two kebabs last night, and then I got up during the night and ate a lot of sweeties, went back to my bed. I really need to get some weight off. Fuck knows what that mark is, but you're welcome to them.
You know what I mean? There you go.
Think they'd be dearer.
Maybe
a 40 weight.
I heard a story about a guy that approaches air hostesses.
Right.
When they're, you know, when he's mid-flight, and he'll say, you know, how long have you been flying? And she's like, oh, this, I've done this back and forward, whatever, I've got another 2 hours, and that's a 16-hour shift. Uh-huh. And at the end of it, he says, see the tights? Uh-huh. Can I get them?
Oh, right.
So air hostesses are selling tights to these...
No, I don't believe that.
That's true.
That's no use. The only reason you'd be buying them is if you didn't have a poly bag. So for your fags not at an airport when you're coming back in, for your duty free, you know what I mean? Because what you might be,
so you just get tights with sleeves of fags down the legs.
It depends who you would be flying with, because there's some aircraft you go on and the woman's tights are about 8 centimetres thick.
Bulletproof tights.
You ask her, how long have you done tights? So she's about 6 weeks now.
And it's all that frozen hard white, the toe, you know what I mean, with sweaty soaks, they look cardboard.
This has made me all ill. We didn't come in here to talk about this at all.
No, I know. But anyway, so I'm going to start the gym in February.
Good for you.
February, I think, and that's it. I'm not saying I'm going to be all skinny and made of muscle. I would just like to, you know, move, strength training.
Let me tell you something.
What's that?
I got a big tub of flying saucers this size again this year.
Was that your main Christmas present?
Yes.
No, your main one, but your favourite.
I got a nice wee print. I got a nice wee print of it, okay? And obviously, the outer spacers, whatever you call them. Now, there's 240 of them, I think, in the box. Uh-huh. I ate them. 80 at a time. I couldn't do them out, lined them out to see what my bulk point was, and it was 80. Right. But later on, the following night, I'd done another 80 and then the rest of them. And I tell you something, I couldn't get to sleep. You couldn't have got me to sleep with a hammer. I was like,
they wonder, the E, I was just about to say the E numbers.
And you're reading the side of it, weren't you?
I did, so you was just like, want a flying saucer? And I was like, oh, what one will I choose? The last two in the boat, pink or blue. And I looked at the back and I was saying to Ford, I was wondering what the calorie, you know, content would be.
They're just made out of that paper that...
They're a bit like communion wafers,
I've never took communion, I'm not a Catholic.
I've took communion, but I'm not a Catholic. Right, it was a very, very long story.
Was there any thing made on it? Sherbet?
Yes.
But it's the same stuff, isn't it?
What, the communion in the chapel?
No.
But it's the same stuff as made out of, is that what you're going to say?
I think the guy in the factory's like, we've got them Eucharist. You're on Eucharists, Willie. And you're on flying saucers.
Sandra.
Right, Sandra. And you're on the white stuff that goes inside it. She goes like, any danger? Any danger? You know what I mean?
But it is like crack cocaine that are in these things, isn't it? Because
I thought to myself, nobody stops you, nobody does nothing. Why are they not settling grams of coke in out, inside outer spacers? Nobody would look.
That's right.
You know what I mean? We drop a coke. No, I don't mean
look,
that's
us
a terrible...
Look, the day with all these business ideas.
Well, that's not a business idea. That's a criminal empire idea. Putting them in flat. Imagine the evidence in the court. No, can we have a wee look? And the six of them, the judges no. Like, oh, fuck. Get this stuff, get in my court.
Oh, there we go. I like that.
Do you want to take a look at something?
Let's take a look at this.
Right. I'm just looking at you. You look lovely today, and you've been. I've been with you, and you've been complimented on your hair.
Can we just get a single shot on this, please, lady?
Oh, for fuck's sake! Right. So what I'm saying is,
thank you.
You went got your hair done. It's been short for a couple of weeks. It's growing like a weed.
Oh, I know. I've had my hair cut 3 times since the 1st of November, and it's new January. So that's once a month.
Have you got hair on your back, that?
True back. Oh,
No, but your hair's fabulous, and that really suits you. And people have been saying to you.
Oh, I've had so many compliments. Right. So I had a compliment saying I look like Ruth Davidson. Uh-huh. And
Hold on. Who's Ruth?
Okay, no, Ruth. She's, what is it? MP? SNP? No, she's Labour.
Sorry, do we have been an MP?
I don't know. When I think of Ruth Davidson, I hear, walk right in, sit right down. No, but Dr. Hook.
Look at me with Shelby's hair. Right, anyway, never mind that. I didn't know that.
Ruth Davidson, Nicola Sturgeon.
No.
And Sue Perkins.
Oh, I like Sue Perkins. She's a bit older.
She's superb, so she is.
Aye. No, but that's okay to say Sue Perkins. That's great.
Aye. But I don't know. Somebody said this morning I looked like Lana... She's in Once Upon a Time, Lana Parrara.
I see that in you. You see, with a short haircut, you look like the kind of person that I would say, get up that fucking chimney and get it cleaned. You know, go on, up you go. And then,
urchin.
Wee urchins.
A street urchin.
Aye, it's like a street urchin's haircut.
Well, actually, some people have also said I look like it's old money. Sophisticated, you know.
Would they charge you for the thruppens?
Halfpennies.
No, it's very nice.
Thank you very much.
And another thing I want to ask you, I'm not sure I do want to ask you, but you tried to get to Poland, didn't you? Oh, I mean, it sounds like an adventure.
I feel like I'd...
You were trying to do a nice thing. You were trying to take your mom away, were you?
So I went to Poland in November. We all know that. I'm rubbing it in.
I'm sick of it.
I'm sick of it. She knows just Polish at this point, no? Exactly.
And I'm still no up. Not up one sausage. Anyway, tell me what happened.
So, 19th of December.
Also, let me break in. Her mom likes a vape. Right? She likes a vape. But she's not got a vape. It's not great. Where you go?
So, first of November, 19th of December.
Right.
Glasgow Airport, flying to Krakow.
Krakow.
You know, we went to the Beardmore, get a cracking breakfast in there.
Oh, the pub?
Aye.
Oh, where everybody gets up breakfast at 6 o'clock in the morning and immediately they're on holiday.
Aye.
So it's beer and that.
Beer and pints and mimosas. Right. So that's what we done.
Rolling sausage and a gin and tonic, please.
No, I was a full English and a mimosa. Right. So that was good, enjoying it, looking at the board. And then all of a sudden I realised that Krakow was no longer on the board, and I'm thinking that's very strange.
Right.
So get into my phone, they send you text messages, no text. I thought, right, okay, cool, hang fire.
Uh-huh.
Then it came up on the board, Warsaw, and it was my flight number. And I'm like, Warsaw? Googled it.
Warsaw's miles away.
4 hours. 4 hours away from Krakow. Then,
that's how they say in Warsaw. Hear you, get to Krakow.
get to
Krakow. Because it's a hike. It's as far away, it's further than Manchester from Glasgow.
Aye.
So what happened?
So then the text, that was followed by a text, and it said, look, your flight's delayed by 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So not only is it delayed, but we're sending you another part of Poland. Then we're going to get you a bus. We'll pick you up from Warsaw and drive you all the way back to Krakow.
Get to Krakow. I'm not doing that.
Well,
did you just say no?
Aye, I went like, can I have another drink? I'm saying, sorry, Mum, I've let you do it. It's Christmas. The beach's no beach. It's actually Jet 2. And not in Beach, a Jet 2 holiday.
I was under the table going like,
I know, I did.
That's a fucking nightmare.
Actually, I said to my mum, go to the toilet. I said, this is what you do. I went, do that. Wee birdie soaks. I went, and then blow it down the toilet, put the lid down and flush, and it works. Hey.
A lot of bother to go.
Hey,
is that a hack?
It's a life hack for puffing in the airport.
I know. I've been in long haul flights, and they've said to us, I've happened a few times.
Mm-hmm.
Just before you go on it, but we stopped at Labrador. Labrador's a bit up in Canada somewhere, I think. What are we stopping in Labrador for? Oh, that's just the way it is today with the wind and the winds and all that. It's petrol. They have a wee tiny drop of petrol. And then they go up to Labrador and fill it up there because the petrol's cheaper there. And that's how it's all about economy. I mean, the other times I've been lucky enough to get a seat that lies down. Very rarely I've got an upgrade because somebody's recognised me. But
have you had upgrades because people have recognised you?
Aye, Glasgow Airport and that. But nobody knows me down south.
Aye.
It was me and my wife one time we were going into Glasgow Airport and the woman said, oh my goodness, she says, I saw you in the Panto. Now, we'd only been on Tune of Fat One series in the Panto. And she went, I'll get killed for this, she says, but blah, blah, blah. Gives us two first class tickets, me and my wife.
Oh, brilliant.
Right, and couldn't believe it. The number one seat, right, sitting there. It's champagne, even before you take half now. Mm. Anyway, see if you lie down, you know, and I've done this, and no first class, in a business class, I try to lie down. And you want a whiskey? This is years ago. I go, ah, tell a whiskey, I'll tell a large one. I'm getting my dinner after. Wake up, three seats behind you's getting his dinner,
aye,
but it's gone that way.
You've missed that.
She passed me, she smelt the drink half me and went, so I went, I've missed my, she was sleeping. I thought, didn't want to disturb you.
You were snoozing boil.
And someone said, chicken or beef? She went, no. She says, it's a vegetarian meal. She says, because somebody changed their order and that's all I've got left. Do you want that? And I said, aye, and I took it. Shite, a plate of shite. I'm not telling you what airway was, but it was fucking British and Airways. they put in a bowl. It was a thing that looked like haggis. It was fuck all like haggis. I put a fork in it and it went...
Deflated.
It was oats and all that. Oats are for horses. Do you know what I mean? I don't want... It's a sin in it if you're a veggie.
Well, no, I've had a few... I like Linda McCartney's veggie sausages.
Yeah.
Aye, I've had them in a Morton's roll, lots of brown sauce and a cheese slice. Aye.
No, I've never had a Linda McCartney's.
Listen, can I bring you round a couple of Linda sausages then? Since we're no doing the whole chocolate thing. And
bring me two.
Just two.
Two. And
you get a box of six.
Did his Foley wife ever make food or anything like that?
I don't know.
Does he make sausages?
No, I don't know who he's living with.
Do you remember that lassie with the one leg? Remember the ice skater?
Oh, so Rod Stewart married that? Hard legs! And he's like, wedding legs.
I just thought she'd have come out with like single sausages or something.
I don't know.
Anyway, I'm glad that never happened. It would have been awful.
I am long haul flights. I've never done a big long haul flight, but
I've done Hong Kong, South Africa, all that.
South Africa. Lying down, but I'm hyper vigilant though. I'll lie like that with an eye open.
Are you looking for terrorists?
I'd be great in that situation. I don't know. I've spoken about this previous. When something kicks off, being there,
aye,
I'd be the John Smito of the situation. I'm always looking for somebody to kick off so I keep that. Is that right?
Well, you want to cut it down because if you get took for Nicola Sturgeon.
I'll get a tune at the Four Corners.
Nicola Sturgeon.
Me and my American tag tights.
And long haul tights.
Why is Nicola Sturgeon getting all the praise? It was me. It was me.
She'll end up getting you an award or something, but right enough, she's not allowed now, she to get anybody awards.
I might get a shout out in her second book, but Big Shelbs.
Aye. Shelbo. Was it Smito?
I'll be the new Smito, so yeah, Shelbo.
So Shelbo. That sounds like a gallus name for a woman gangster.
Oh, jeez, oh. But anyway, January sales, have you took advantage of anything?
No, not really. Unless I'm supposed to say aye.
No, I was going to say to you, sales for me, they piss me off, sorry for swearing, but it's a doing the price, it's never doing the price.
No, that's a fucking load of...
They hike the prices before Christmas,
they put
right?
It out and say
and then the sale is its original price, so yeah, you're not getting a bargain,
no,
or it's like, it was £8, now £7.99.
I know.
What?
I know. I've noticed that the vans outside my house have slowed up. They're not there.
Stuart no hanging about, no.
No, he's not there. But the van, every van and all the vans that come have all slowed down. So, because apparently 60% of people that buy the thing that don't want it, don't send it back.
Have they returned?
Too much money. Just put it in a bin. Anyway.
So that was fine. I did get a couple of things in the sale, though, I'd say that. And it was from a holiday. I did get away, by the way. I went away in January. That's why you haven't heard a point. I went. Do you still follow me on social media?
But I see you're always upset.
Social media.
I see you. I've not seen you for 3 days. You go, aye, I was away. But where was it? Was it the Lanzarote?
Well done.
Well done. I remember.
You remembered.
But you will not be outdone if you're not getting to. But your mum's no way in Lanzarote.
No, I went myself, and I met some great people.
Did Did you?
Two people actually recognised me for the podcast.
Oh, that's lovely.
It's funny, right? I'll just see when I'm going to boot now.
Were you visiting a place for slow learners or something?
That's your good views. I'm just saying
if they're all right, I take it all back. I'm just, you know, you're adult and they're kind of, you know, was it two people with learning disabilities?
No, it was not.
Right, okay.
They were actually professionals.
Were they?
Yep. So can I really say it? Because I did say, I mean, you want a shout out, and they said, well, you can shout us out, but don't say your names. So I'm like, hello to the two people from Lanzarote.
Oh, that's lovely.
They were nice. I met a nice guy, Ron, and I climbed a big volcano.
So you did. Yeah, I don't know. Oh. I don't know if you're listening to this, Liz. I know you don't, but up a mountain. And you were half-bluttered the night before, there's no question.
No, I went in my bed at 11, every day in the hotel.
You looked rough when the tape you sent it and said, I'm going up a mountain tomorrow. And it looked as if...
I was drunk in that video.
Aye, okay, but what I'm saying is you got up at the crack of dawn, feeling like a bag of shite.
Oh.
And how did you dress for it?
People were ripping me, so I went up this big mountain that took an hour to climb,
swinging a handbag.
I had floaty pink trousers on and a wee pink top, and I was going up this mountain with people that had backpacks, flasks, sandwiches, the best of gear. I was like that.
Did you find anything nice? I know you did.
I got to the top and I'm doing that, taking a video, a big 360 panoramic for all the people. Good. And I looked down, and in this wee crevice was a grey and black pair of boxers with a massive dod of shite. Somebody took a shite up the hill.
And just took the drawers off.
Just took the boxers off and thought, I know what I'll do? I'll stuff them down there and nobody will know. I found out, Miss Marple here.
That's disgusting. But it does answer a question for me, though. What do people do for a jobby up a mountain?
Oh, they're jobby known stones, aye.
Aye.
Squatting like cats.
And your backpackers, he's got bum wipes and all that way, isn't he?
But I just want to say in a real serious note.
What age was the guy?
Well, this is what I'm going to say.
Right.
So I met a lovely guy there, and his name was Ron, and he's 76, and he's from London, but stays in, but he stays somewhere now. And he's honestly really, really, really nice guy. He said to me, would you like to go up that mountain? Because I'd been saying for the first 3 days, I'm going up there. See that? I'm going up. Follow the free San Miguel. I could say that, no bother.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy went, would you like to go up? I'll come with you. And I was like that. You going up there? He's like, I've got wee Skechers. Mum will go up. And he did struggle at the beginning. And I thought, right, I need to say to him, Mum will turn back. But he went like, no, I've promised. And it's a mental test for myself. And he went all the way up the hill with me and all the way back down.
Well, that's the difference between you and me. I would not go... a strange place I don't know very well, where an old man comes up to me and says, do you want to go up the mountain with me tomorrow? It's as fucking scary as fuck. I would have told him to go chase himself. What if he'd have took you up there and went, see the knickers with the shite on it doing the hole? They're mine. And then he gets a knife out and he goes, do you shite in your boxers? That could have been horrendous.
Well, I love to tell the tale, and would I do it again? Aye.
Is that the one with the geysers in that? You know how they go up a volcano in Lanzarote and they pour a bit of water down a thing and it shoots up and all that? Was it that
one?
Oh,
people were telling me about that. But I thought that was a show that I had to go to. I didn't realise that was just, it just happened. But I recommend that. See I've announced we're all going on holiday. Make it happen.
Aye. But...
I think we'd enjoy that.
We need more subscribers for it to make it happen.
Aye. If you want some international vlogs, then subscribe.
You do things that get my nerves a wee bit now that we've been working this long. You're starting to get my tits on certain issues.
Aye.
Do you want me to tell you about it?
Go for it. Yeah, go.
You tell me in wholeheartedness, I've got a bit of an allergy to cat. I would love a cat. You said this last year.
Uh-huh.
I would love a wee cat. But I think I'm allergic. Right, what did you do in Tenerife?
Well, a cat ran into my room. Tenerife?
Lanzarote, sorry.
had bags, I was coming in, opened my big sliding doors. Well, I say opened them big, I didn't, it wasn't that much. So I'm shuffling in and I saw something out the corner of my eye, and obviously I've got a fear after that mouse situation in the house. I went, that was too big to be a mouse. And then I looked under the sofa bed because I had pulled it open, didn't I? And there was a cat staring back at me and I couldn't get it out. So I went to my bed and I was just watching it. I'm watching
through. Cat under the bed, you're in the bed?
I'm in the bed and the cat's in the living room under the bed. Okay. That was one of the sofa bed things. Okay. So I thought, I'll just lie here quiet. It'll think I'm away, it'll come out and I'll grab it and toss it out. Well, I kind of forgot. I'm scrolling on my phone.
Cutlery, a big breed knife in or nothing?
No, I'm not a monster. I know many would love to believe that, but I'm not.
Right, well, all you just say is you get a wee nugget of something that might lightly, a wee bit of cheese or something. Walk out the doorway, put it on the doormat, and as soon as it bends down, fuck you, I put it up the arse as far as it can go. You pay for a holiday. Did it say holiday with cat?
Oh. I can't, that's terrible, Ford.
Yeah, but go on.
Anyway.
It goes in your bed, didn't it?
It jumped up in the bed. I did let out a roar, but then it was doing that thing.
Is that all you need to do to get in the bed with you? Is that it?
And it was doing that and it was needing the, you know how it needs
the...
And then it just done a 360 spin and lay like a wee pretzel in my stomach. And I went, I'm just going to lie here still. Fell asleep, woke up at 4 in the morning, went to do the toilet. It came with me and sat waiting me in the toilet and then get back into bed.
Oh, a cat watching you having a push. It's a pervert cat.
It's a peeping Tom.
Right.
It was a tomcat. Aye, it was a tomcat. I did it in big...
Need a wee badge on it to tell you who it was.
No, it did. It had a full Apple. It had an Apple tag, air tag.
Oh, it's the hotel.
So it must have been well looked after, but see its ears, its wee floppy Bernard Matthew with thin ears.
Aye.
They were on nod round the edges, so it's been in a scrap.
Oh, they're right.
It's been in a scrap before, so it's obviously like a Lanzarote scheme cat.
Anyway, the point I was making was you that said you'd allergies your day, you came back. You were running mine the next day, and you started to go, oh, red room here.
I was slit from here to here.
Yep.
My face was swollen and red, and my eye was like, I couldn't see you with my left eye.
You've got a sty in your eye now?
No, it was a preceptocellulitis. I'm still on antibiotics.
Is that because of the cat?
No, I'm just run down.
No, it was a fucking cat, obviously.
It's the stress of working with you two, to be completely honest.
What was the name of it? Was it Zanzibar? Where was it?
Lanzarote.
Lanzarote, right.
Lanzarote.
It's lovely. Lovely beaches and all the rest of it. But you see a cat cutting about in Lanzarote. It's like, come on, it's
cutting about. What's that?
It's cutting about in that. And it's like, El Mouso, you're fucked. That mouse or a rat, no, that's been running around the sewers. He's had that for his dinner.
And I've got it in bed.
No, he's going like your face. It's a cat. You need a clean cat.
Do you think I need a tetanus now?
You need your passport took off. I'm sick of that. I never get away.
Well, you never know. If you behave, we'll get another.
Did you? What? Breath. What's the name, mate?
St. Barth's, sorry.
Right, that's where all the posh
people
go.
Money.
You can only get into it with a wee plane. No, a big plane. I've only got the runway for a wee light plane. Or you can come in by yacht. Right. And then, I don't know what you
Is that where you're going?
No, not for fuck's sake. the money these guys have got, you wouldn't believe. Anyway, they all go on there and they all get on with their games, not playing tennis and going, ha 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 ha, we're all minted. And then they get down to the
cocaine and caviar for breakfast.
They go into get into the nitty gritty and get sex and that. So, one person comes off the island, this is the young man, look at him. Two people, all spotted around there, like a teenager, plucks,
acne.
Get heeds on them, and all that. These be, like, and they're calling it facial chlamydia, right? Because all the people that were at that do. They've all got it. So they've all come out, blah, blah, blah. You'd be wishing it was mask time because it's obvious what they've been doing.
So there's a disease now that you can identify who's your tax bracket by the crust around their lips.
How do you get that?
Winching, Mayor winching.
No,
keys in the bowl situation. I think that's what's going on there.
It's no winching. It's tongue punching fart boxes, not that. I'm sure it is.
Ford Kiernan.
Well, I mean, I'm just trying to keep with the lingo. Anyway, take a look at this.
The Ford and Shelby Show is brought to you by Burstow Tyres. Remember, if your tyres are wearing a bit thin, get Burstow Tyres. They're really quite good, aren't they?
Oh, aye.
Just having a wee drink.
A wee drink. I'll have a drink as well then.
Oh. These mugs are good.
Oh, steaming.
These mugs are lovely. Right, what are we saying here?
I was just talking about Christmas and all that to finish off because I'm annoyed about this. 23rd of December, my mum said, going to pick up a couple of Christmas cards just in case. You know, people always turn up last minute and you've got your day in that in the kitchen. Two. Oh, it's been in that bag for ages, meant to give you it. So my mum said, go pick up some cards. I was like, cool. Went into M&S, and I'm calling you out, M&S Crow Road.
Oh, no.
Oh, right. Hey. Right. No, get on. M&S Crow Road. Well, M&S in general, probably. Walked in, cards on the left, and I'm like, that, right, Christmas. No, Valentine's Day, Valentine's Day cards.
In the 23rd day.
And I said to the guy, I need Christmas cards, and he's like,
well, do you know what? Fuck you, Marks and Spencers. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm never out of there buying their wee 3 for £10 things, you know, 2 sausage rolls.
It's actually 3 for £12 now.
Is it? And a wadducky ducky, whatever that is, I'll never take it.
A hoisin bun and all that, I know.
No, but I don't, anyway, no, the thing about, so what happened then?
Well, I had to leave.
See, that's what's getting
good old Asda sorted me out.
This is what's getting on my nerves. The getting ready. I like the idea of clearing up before Christmas, yes. And then the next time it's February. But I'm out. Like over a week ago, and I'm in the shop, and the Easter eggs there, I don't know. There's something annoying me. The Easter eggs are up. It's not even Valentine's Day. All we do is take days after work for things. So I'm looking at hanging. I wasn't looking for chocolate, but something like dark chocolate, something that's always bad for you. And then, boof, Easter egg. And I went, fucking ridiculous. Anyway, I lifted it and put it in my basket. Got up the road, nothing in it, obviously, and nothing in the boatmate. No mug attached to the boatmate or nothing. Lousy, crappy things. I enjoy a big Easter egg. I can't keep it. I open it up and I go, ah! My face like a mask in the hospital. I love the smell. It's like, who that film?
Can I smell your Easter egg?
Do you know the film Blue Velvet?
Oh, Dennis Hopper.
Dennis Hopper.
And what's the woman there? Oh, I forgot her name.
I forgot her name, I need to ask that I can't mind. But you should stick a photo up of that, because Dennis Hopper with the thing on, he says, well, I did that with
so
Easter
eggs. So
that's
your Easter eggs?
But I'll tell you what I'm not happy about. Years ago, I remember, I don't know if you do, when you opened an Easter egg, there was a tray of chocolates inside it.
Well, I don't remember a tray of chocolates.
Some way too.
No, it was like, I remember vaguely an Easter egg with Maltesers, right? And it was just a wee mini bag, you know, the wee party size bags.
Aye. That's when it started
that's
to go around. I used to store in a queue to get a Thornton's egg.
I had them as a child,
right,
as well.
Stored in the pissing rain, went to get in, and there's three lassies writing names on the eggs.
Shitey icing.
Right, with shitey icing, piss thin icing. What's the name? Get Alan. We're buying it for Alan, right? Blah, blah, blah. They all start 4.5. As soon as you go into the cold temperature, bits of letters. I ended up giving them an Easter egg that said anal on it. Do you know what I mean? What are you supposed to do? You kind of gave him it with Al or anything like that.
Hey, so, Al.
And by the way, I licked it and sticked it. Like so, but I'm done with them, I know, Thorns, because it's all a hotel chocolate now, isn't it?
Hotel chocolat. See,
it's only 16 quid for 4 wee things in a bag.
But that's it. I wouldn't thank you for that. You know I'm not a big chocolate horn.
No.
But
imagine you had a big chocolate horn, man. Hey, man. Moon shake my horn. Now look at your horn. You know what I mean? You're beautiful. Sorry.
Was that you just rubbing our Easter eggs, aye?
Just put Easter eggs up, that mantelpiece.
No, a big chocolate hand, right? So I'm a more jelly sweetie, fizzy belt, Percy Pig fizzy tails, Marks and Spencers, they're good. I like them. My granny and my mum will, I mean, I'm 32 this year.
Oh, that's terrible.
And would you believe I'm actually aging? Because last year you didn't, you're like, why are you still 31? I'm like, because I've not had a birthday yet.
You're 31 for 2 years, I know what you're doing.
I'm going to be one of the women, right, when I'm 70, I'll be going, I'm actually 85. Because I want people to go, fuck, she's stunning for her age.
Are
you still ripe?
honestly, this is exactly true. I've done this 60 times at least. Somebody will say, you know what, are you still game any longer? No. What age are you actually? And I'll go, 75. And they'll go, it looks good for 75, right. But she swallowed it. Uh-huh. And other people are going, you mean me asking your actual age? I said, well, Jack's in the programme, 75. I'll be 78. I push it. I said, but I try and look after myself. 78, my God. I see my man, he's 70. He's not a right mess. They never go, no. I can get away with it all other places. So I'm making use of that as I'm getting older, that I can lie and say I'm older.
I will.
Because if I'm standing there going like that, 49.
And dog ears.
Yeah, dog ears. But, do you know, dog ears, aye. But, you know, I feel guilty. What could you think you could pull? If somebody said to you, what age, what do you think you could get away with?
Honestly,
remember, Lev, you need to pipe up if you agree with her. Go
right,
man.
Well, there's a pub I like to go to, and I told you, and aye. One night I went down and I had no makeup on.
Is this the pub for the blind? It's in party.
Aye, that's the one.
Right, go.
Walked in, right up to the bar, and I went, can I have a gin and tonic, please? And they went like, have you ID? I was like, I'm in here all the time. Like, what do you mean? Matt took out my ID. He's like, I thought you were about 23, 24. Chanting
up.
No, he wasn't. And then it happened again. ID'd. It's always when I've got no makeup on and I'm wearing like my wee boy clothes.
Aye.
You know?
Aye.
But I think honestly, people, I could pass for 28, 29, I think.
Yeah, 70. I can only do 70. I can't. Because in order to feel better about myself, I need to say 70. I'll be 64 shortly.
I did put in TikTok one time that I was 45 and somebody's like, no way, you're 45. And I seen all these compliments coming in. I'm like, yeah, that's right, I'm 45. And I was running with it for a few days. Then my pal came in and went, she's 31.
Well, let me tell you something. I got a load of birthday wishes. On the internet the other day.
I'm talking about
a lot, you know, happy birthday, big man, happy birthday, this, that. And I'm going, aye. Do you know where that is? On Wikipedia, somebody's wrote the 10th of January.
Yep.
Right? And that's when everybody thinks my birthday is. But they don't tell them when it is.
And it's not in January.
It's nowhere near January.
It's not in January.
So
I know what it is.
I'm the queen. I've got two birthdays. Aye.
I've got two birthdays as well.
I've not got the heart to explain back how.
Because when I was in Italy last year, they gave me a birthday, so we had a cake and all that, and my Italian birthday is the 3rd of August, which is interesting because I'm an Aries son, but my rising sign is Leo. And
you know when my birthday is?
No. Coming up, you're going to be 30. Is it a day?
I'm sorry I started this conversation because I'm not remotely interested in star signs. you're definitely a Sagittarius and all that. And you're like, fuck off, no, I'm not.
Because you know what it is? It's because you're half man, half horse, that I can see it.
Aye.
But they keep a grey marrow joggies on. Can I get a hot air?
What is it with the grey joggies?
I'm not interested in men with grey joggies.
What? Why grey?
Because
the grey joggies are no use for my age. It's no use because a wee bit of dribble of piss might come.
That's true.
Or a shirt. So I need a dark jogger. I can't even get
a dark jobby.
A dark jobby. I need a dark. I complain to the doctor. My jobbies are far too dark. So what is it you're trying to? What is it?
I don't know. There's many women out there that really like men covered in Sauvage with his grey joggies on, his Under Armour top, and his packages outlined.
Oh, outlined packages.
Yes, outlined packages.
Right.
So
I'll stick to my black joggies. I'm not going anywhere with that. Listen, the other thing I wanted to ask, I'm getting really, really hungry. Have you been in Baines?
Aye. What do you mean? You're saying that there as if it's one of those, welcome, look, here we are at this hidden gem right in the middle of Dumbarton Road.
I was unaware of them.
No, you're not. See the beefy bakes? See the steak bakes that I brought to yours one day?
Yes.
They were from Baines.
Oh.
And I made a big song and dance about it in your kitchen.
I didn't listen to you when you're in my house.
No, I know, you actually didn't even listen to me at all.
Anyway, I didn't know they were out of Baines. But I was watching a TikTok the other day, right? Just yesterday, and the boys went into Baines first because Greg's is two doors down, and that was the subject matter of his thing. He went into Baines, he bought sausage roll, and he went, that's delicious. Red hot, all this. He went, and the spices, all lovely. And it was £1, whatever it was.
Yep.
He goes down to Greg's, it's 20 pence dearer. Right? Uh-huh. It had any heat in it, and it wasn't as spicy and nicey as the one out of Baines.
Spicy and nicey.
Aye. So why is that? I mean, I love Greg's. I love the fact that he even did merchandise, shoes and shirts and all that. It was funny. I thought it was really funny. And people were buying the gear. They sell a lot of merchandise. But why is it, when you ask for a hot pie, no matter what time of day it is, she puts her wee horn and goes, there's still a heat in that one. You go, why are they all fucking roasting?
I know, I don't know why. The last time I went to Greg's, they sold Oval Bites, and that was back in like 2012.
Aye.
Not a big fan of Greg's. If I'm really starving, I will.
Oh! I mean, they'd be a great sponsor, Greg's, wouldn't they?
I would cough up. last time I was in Greg's, I was probably at school. Aye. I'm a huge fan of Baines. Baines, they are tremendous lentil soup.
Oh, do they?
Aye. I'll get you a soup.
Greg's are going to have
But you're a simple man. Your taste buds, you're a simple man.
I have a very educated palate, as a matter of fact. If I taste anything, I'll tell you everything that's in it, but I have simple tastes in what I eat.
Yeah,
but I don't eat snod, you know that?
No, but I was going to say, you're a simple man, because we went out one day...
I'll eat raw totties, for instance, instead of cooked potatoes.
All right, Tracy.
Do not call me my sister's name, I don't like it.
No, sorry, you're a simple man, because we went out at the beginning of January, just after New Year,
to that place up the lane.
Yes, ubiquitous.
Ubiquitous chip. I've been in there 8 times, and yet you took me into the restaurant on the ground floor, which I'd never been in, and all the times I've been in it.
And we had a lovely, what was it called? We got the beef dish.
Well... Aye, but and then when the lassie came, I said, that looks like a lot of Thornton sweeties.
It was one of those kind of deconstructed plate that size, 2 bits
wee
of
bits
beef,
of this and that.
A couple of carrots with a wee brown skid on it.
That's right, and a wee string bean.
Gold leaf. And
now, I'm not saying I didn't want it because it was absolutely delicious. I like my plate.
Oh, but sorry.
But is there enough for me? I want, you know, if it said meat, the meat was that size. It was a wee tiny bit of meat.
And then we had an onion. And it was stuffed with like the same kind of meat, but pulled. It was cooked in a different way.
It was a cheeky bastard, that onion, because when you were trying to get it, it was slipping round, and you knew there was stuff in it. No, it's too footery. I want mince. But if you get mince in there, they put gold leaf on it, wouldn't they?
Yeah, so you'd need to say, hi there, can I have the mince and totties, but just go easy in the gold leaf.
Aye, don't give me, don't be putting me diamonds in that or in it or whatever, or tying it up.
Do you remember that guy, Saltby? And it's a guy... has the steaks and does that. Well, I went to his restaurant in London.
Oh, runs down his sweaty arm.
Aye. I went to his restaurant.
You don't know where that's been. And he's running salt and all that.
I know.
And you hit it.
Well, I
don't like it with that frill and that guy cooking in front of you. I can't be bothered with that.
Oh, I do. I like that.
Oh, you like the theatre of meals, don't you?
You said I was quite a pampered princess the other day,
didn't
you?
I called you a princess. No, I'm not into that.
But
you're a pampered bitch. Everything's got to be done. If you're doing it, you like the drama, you want the show, you want the show.
Bells and whistles and all that.
I went to a place, I think everybody's been in the States. I kind of just remember, it'll come to me in a minute. But there's a Chinese guy in the middle, and loads of people, and he's cutting up, what do you call that thing?
Teppanyaki.
That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to find out the name of what you call that thing that when you're doing that. What's it called?
Teppanyaki.
Apparently it's teppanyaki, right? So they're cutting up. And then he's getting fly with it, right? He starts getting a prawn. He's like, open up your mouth, to fire a prawn at your mouth. You've got to come out for this. I genuinely didn't. And then he's like, ting, 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 ting. And it's on fire. And I'm like, for fuck's sake. You blow it out, and then he cuts it up, and he fires it into everybody's mouth.
I actually flinched there. I was like, oh.
Aye, well, I mean, anyway, when Duane's with me, and they were all laughing and all the rest of it, Sonny didn't like it. Ah! Oh, the flames and all that.
Why is my dad lying there covered in egg?
I know. They take you in and basically...
Humiliate you
in front of your veins. Expose all your fears.
Sapporo teppanyaki, there's one in the two.
Aye. And you know what? It's fucking tasteless. It's because you can fanny about with eggs. Dun, 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 dun. Fanny about with chicken and that.
Yes.
But you really should fanny about with the rice, because the rice is rotten. And it's the wee. I'll let you go down there, but I'm going to be throwing prawns at people. I've not got a good aim. I mean, red hot prawns. Then the next some people should. Oh no, it's not for me.
No,
I don't like all the drama.
Pearl necklaces are a thing of the past. It's a prawn necklace.
Nah. If I'm wanting steak pie totties, I've got a steak pie totties, please. Oh, aye. Fuck, there it's there. Right, and that's what I want. It's already.
I've not had mince and totties for a while. I might make that this week.
Nah, my tongue is hanging out for mince and totties. I've got mince in the fridge, 5%, not the 12%. Why would you buy that? It's the same price, 5% or 12% fat.
Wait, would you like the fattier mince?
No, I like lean mince.
Lean mince, I like lean mince.
Oh, we're getting any funny territory here. Is there anything else we want to talk? Oh, I'll tell you what I could do for you.
What's that?
An OXO. Do you like an OXO?
I eat brown my mince.
Aye, but do you know, like a cup of OXO in a cup?
Oh no, sodium levels are through the roof. I'm like a bachelor's cup of soup, minestrone, chicken and vegetable.
No, that's spaceman food. That's no use. No. I'm talking about in the event of no having anything in the house, you can always go and get an OXO, put it in a cup, boiling water, salt, white pepper, and it's lovely. It's the same as Bovril.
Bovril.
You must have had Bovril.
Oh, when I was a child, aye.
Right, well, so when I was younger, not that much younger, every cafe that you went into had either a Bovril sign above it, or you could, and you just go in and go, ah, no, that hungry, just give me a Bovril, a two cream crackers. It comes with two cream crackers, uh-huh. University Cafe. And you just sit there. I don't know
do
if
you
they
think
stole.
This,
I don't know. Because
oh.
You used to get the place full of bastards that were just nursing it. They've only spent 30 pence.
Aye, they're in that. Excuse me, if you get any Wi-Fi, just I'm sitting here doing an assignment. Aye, we want a cup of Bovril.
Bovril and two cream crackers. Like, fuck off. Take something to eat. Take a roll. I don't want to. Shut your laptop and fuck off.
Bovril, right. Do you think the uni still sell it then?
I think we should go on a hunt for a Bovril. Have you ever had a Bovril and cream crackers?
Fucking love a Bovril, by the way.
There you go.
B&M and Home Bargains, they sell like the wee plastic cups and they're all stacked within each.
Mm.
Right, I'm going to get us some then.
What's the stuff that the women are taking now for health?
Don't say it.
What?
Bone broth.
I wasn't going to say it. Bone broth, it's a horrible idea. Would it, what animal is it?
It's a cow, isn't it?
Aye, some cow.
There's some man cow?
Aye, some bird for Springburn. No, it's
wait
a...
Minute, are they not... Wait till I squeeze
guys,
this.
Guys, do you know what I actually discovered?
I need this tumbler.
That's it. Just mush her down, get her marrows out.
People going like that. I'm getting... Springburn. There's a wee edge of Maryhill. No, let's get somewhere new. Aye.
I'm single more. Two bains.
The bone broth, I don't think, is going to work for me. I'm not going to do it.
Full of collagen. Start the morning with a nice warm drink, because that's a thing. I was reading this thing about the Japanese and the Chinese. They start their mornings with like a soup or a broth.
Aye.
Like the pho. Chicken pho. Pho.
Pho.
Chicken.
What is it?
Pho.
Pho.
Somebody goes into the show and you go, are you any broth? And he's like, no.
You're like, oh.
I get spaghetti bolognese. And he's like, no,
oh.
For
fuck. For fuck's sake.
So
that's how I'm starting my mornings, the whole of January. I'm having a wee bone broth in the morning. And, I mean, I'd like to say it's helping, but I've been nothing but ill with cellulitis. No, it is. It's good for you. And I think I could get you on that gravy train. Talking about gravy. See, Bisto Best. I've made a wee cup of gravy and just drank it with a wee spoon, nice and thick. Dip a cracker into Bisto Best gravy.
I'm choking for a pish.
Okay then, take a look at this.
Right. Right, we've rabbled the day away.
It's because it's our first show back.
I know,
we're full of...
lots to say, uh-huh. But the... so we've never done questions.
Aye, we've had no clips and no questions.
Well, wait a minute, clip. If you want to talk clips... Well, what is it that we're getting asked today a lot?
Right, we used to have clips and questions, as you know, but people were always sending in a text or a message to the Instagram and the TikTok saying, we like to see you in a book, because Shelby, you are Shelby Hameson, you're travelling, you're doing things.
Yeah.
Can you date with Ford?
Aye.
So we had a chat.
We do stuff in the car and it gets busy.
You love the videos of us in the car. Technically, they call it carpool because we usually sing a song together. So we've now brought that wee element to the show, and I surprised Ford, and I said...
I genuinely didn't know where I was going
here.
No,
this is true, and we're not going, no, I didn't know where I was going. He said, right, come round, we'll go out and we'll film something. And
we were going to go to the museum, weren't we?
Uh-huh.
But it was fucking all dubbed up, and it was like covered in thingy, so there was nothing to do
there. So I put into the sat-nav, I said, let's go, come do it the car. I put the sat-nav address, what is it called? Sorry, wait a minute. What's that called?
That's what
postcode. For fuck's sake, stuttering bastard. Say it.
Say it.
Right.
I'm keeping that in.
Right, you had the postcode.
Right, I put the postcode and Ford's like, oh, look at that. It's only 7 minutes away. I went, no, it's 7 miles. So we were driving, driving. And then he was a bit confused. And I'm like, he's like, we're in the middle of nowhere. And I'm like, look over there. And then we arrived at the destination.
Play the tape.
And we went in. So take a wee look at this.
Take a wee look at this, aye.
I've just put something into the sat nav. It's a location. Ford doesn't know where we're going.
Right, I'm not looking at that.
Well, you've got the location.
It doesn't say where
it's taking us to somewhere in Paisley.
7 minutes, is it? Right,
aye.
Okay.
Seven miles. So we're heading to Paisley. Ford has spoken about this place. Oh. Ford has spoken about this place before. He can't even remember because we speak about that much.
Aye.
But come with us and let's see what we got to.
Aye, do that. You've been to this place before?
Not first time.
Right,
It's something to do with eating.
Maybe.
It's got anything to do with spaghetti?
No.
Hey, turn that off then!
I'm not even inside that.
Oh, the Queen Elizabeth?
Queen Elizabeth, so. Is it? Where's it taking us out to? Paisley. I'm starving. If you see if you'll take me out here for a fucking daft rolling egg at a snack van on a building site just because you had one day. We could be doing better things than that. Things better constructive. Is it a rolling egg in a snack van, Paisley?
No.
Right, I've got an idea. Can you take me to Glasgow Airport?
No, I've not got my passport.
Neither have I. But is it a rolling egg in Glasgow Airport?
No, it's something better than that. You've tried it before, and I've never tried it.
Reached your destination.
Hey, can you see it?
No, and I'm none the wiser because we're in an industrial estate.
You see it?
I think I do see it.
The fourth exit is that at the roundabout?
Did you see? Is that Wendy's?
Wendy's.
Oh. Yes. Yeah. Where is this? Linwood.
Linwood. Right, we're going to Wendy's.
That's great.
We're excited.
You're too good to me.
Oh, but you're fine.
Oh.
Right, let's go.
What's this?
Right, we need to order. Right, so these are all the burgers you can get.
That's me, Wendy. There, look. The American Wendy. That's a wee face. And can you smell that Wendy Grease?
I can, let's go, let's see what we can get. Right. How does it start?
Right, go. Oh.
Out of paper. How do you get the machines to work?
I think I
none of them are working. Right, go to menu now.
Is this the only one?
Yes, next one we're opening up, St. Paul Street in Edinburgh.
Oh,
right. It's Americans you're working for then?
Yeah. Well, it's a franchise.
It's a franchise, that's a game. And
right, what we having then?
What, we having?
What do you suggest?
Are they still square?
Yes.
See, the last one I had was in America, she's never had one before. Right, I'll have that thingy then. What do you call it? Chicken and bacon and all that shite, what do you call it?
A baconator.
A baconator, aye, that. So I got a burger in it,
yes.
Aye. Right, that'll be me.
Right, I'll go for. Is that Dave's single?
What drink would you like?
Oh, I would like a Diet Coca-Cola, thanks.
I'm the same.
Yeah. Right, a baconator, I'm looking forward to that. You get what?
Single Davey. What was it?
What was it?
Dave's single.
Yeah. Is it a burger you're getting?
It does say single cheap.
You're not offering my burger.
That's in their sickness and sauce as well.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Good day, thanks very much.
Right, so this is our Wendy's. We've got two burgers, fries, two drinks, Frosties, and our signature sauces. So let's try it.
Jesus, that's good.
That's chocolatey. Chocolate frosting.
What's
that?
Oh, no, that's brilliant. Remember that's like the, remember that ice cream you used to get off ice cream van?
We've got a buttermilk ranch, honey barbecue, and Wendy's. Wendy's signature sauce.
Oh, flashback central.
Oh my goodness.
Look at that.
I don't like that, but it's too metal.
And the square
that?
Burger. The what?
Extra tomato.
Well, I might, but wait a minute. Aye. Mm. Look at that, that's a baconator.
I love the whole idea of the square patty.
Crashed already.
Was it worth it?
I was all feeling excited, just like we knew of just kind of sugar crash. I don't know what's happened to me, but I'm absolutely. Well, it's nothing to do with the burger, that's because I'm a greedy bastard, but. I think it's a problem.
Is that you, Burst?
The thing is, I don't feel very good now because I've ate too quick now, but can we come back tomorrow?
Aye. That was really good. First Wendy's for me, and I enjoyed it. I would beat. Did they, like chips? With chilli, but the chilli's made out of the square burgers.
Aye, we didn't have that, but
no.
I'm having that when I come back.
The lassie that worked in there was really nice, wasn't she?
Aye.
She let us try the Frosties. My favourite was the vanilla Frosty. The chocolate one tasted a bit like my protein shake.
Well, right now I wouldn't say welcome to America for any fucking thing, but welcome. Welcome Wendy's.
Welcome Wendy's.
That's it's a welcome change for the normal stuff, isn't it?
That's what I said, I'd rather have a Wendy's than a McDonald's room. Even though it's probably still processed.
I know, but how do you get that into a tune, you know what I mean? I'd rather have a Wendy's than a McDonald's. It's, but no, thumbs up Wendy. Oh, that sounds horrible.
I tell you something.
I could tell you something, I know.
Go in there, mate, you
I heard your stomach rumble. And I know. We could go get one today.
Well, they were good enough to give us the extra slushies with the
Frosties. Right. The chocolate and the vanilla, you seen
but
that?
This aside, you know, because I don't care. We don't have the sponsors to worry about.
Aye.
That Wendy's burger is a 10.
10 right. out of 10.
It is.
Aye. Oh, beautiful. Right. Better than so McDonald's, as
get,
I said.
You get two square. You ever been at Wendy's?
Never.
Right. Well, it's an American company. They've got one in Paisley. That's where I ended up going there. And they're beside other places like KFC and Burger King and all that
yep.
and McDonald's. But there it is, Wendy's. And Wendy's USB is that they're all cooked fresh, right? Mm-hmm. Always fresh at all times. Mm-hmm. And they're square. They're square, like a bit of lawn.
Yep.
And the sauce that they use, mm-hmm. it's just too good. The chips are roasting. And
the most important part, the chips have got heat in them.
The chips have got heat in them.
Jesus.
So, but it came out really quick. And
the lassie was lovely. I said that in the video.
If I didn't see it in the video, thank you, because I've got fond memories of Wendy's. I was aww, never out it in Florida when the winds were raining. We used to go there, and it's a flashback, and it'll no be the last time I'll be in there. They're opening one, did you say, where?
Socky Hall Street.
And they're opening another one in Edinburgh. I bet there's one in Socky Hall Street.
Uh-huh. I get the single Davy, and you
Edinburgh's Glatty, Scotland's midden seat. I don't like Edinburgh. I'm no big on Edinburgh.
Anyway. That's a sponsor for us then, Wendy's, if he's a...
Aye.
Wendy's would be a great spot. But look,
no, we'd end up like that. Welcome to Show 67. We've been sponsored by Wendy's, sponsored by also diabetes.
Right, we have slabbered far too long.
I know, but they've enjoyed it. What's that? A nice show for them. They've waited long enough.
We had you waiting, sorry about that. But
we just took the new year slow. We wanted to come back refreshed and energised.
She'd a holiday and all that.
And then it's I was just ill, so I'm sorry.
All I did over Christmas was what I told you.
Flying saucers and...
Yes, so it's just been antidepressants and diarrhoea for me while she's been away.
I was going to say...
What?
What was he saying yesterday?
What? Greeting... no, just sitting there, who's greeting and wanking at the same
time? Oh, God, no, on that note,
we bid you a very fond farewell. Yes. And we're going to come back to you next
don't
week.
Forget to like, subscribe and share. And don't forget to also buy your merch.
Get your merchandise. It fits everybody, obviously.
Right, see you next week. Love you, bye.